Dr. Matthias Lang, thank you for joining us today at the IBA annual conference in Toronto, Canada. Dr. Lang, what are your key takeaways from this annual conference in Toronto?
Thank you, Don. What are the key takeaways from the conference? Well, first of all, I think we were all from Surreal, we were all happy to see how well the conference worked and how well the hard work that our former chair, Shane Freitag, the work that he has put into this conference, how it paid off. It was a marvelous conference, really wonderful. And it started with an absolutely remarkable opening event. There was the First Nations chief, Perry Bellegarde, who gave a very good introduction into the relevance of First Nations in Canada today. This is something that in many countries people are not aware of because there are no Indigenous populations or there is less relevance attached to it. I think that was a very Canadian, very good start to the opening. And then, of course, the absolutely moving, captivating, inspiring presentation of Justice Rosalie Silberman Abella. She, at the beginning, was awarded the Rule of Law Award of the IBA. She's a former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada. And she took us on a very personal journey through her rule of law travels, starting basically in the worst of all situations, in a camp for displaced persons after the Second World War in Germany, herself being Jewish, big parts of her family having been killed by the Nazis, how she, I think it was at the age of 4, decided to become a lawyer, and sort of how this background took her through her professional life. I think there were very few who did not have tears in their eyes, and there was clearly not a presentation, sort of an off-the-cuff presentation that she gave about the rule of law and the relevance of it in her life and for all of us. Absolutely remarkable session. And everyone who has not been able, I think it is already available on the website of the IBA, and therefore we think it's a really, really important thing. Well, we know it's an important thing that the rule of law is and how it's connected to individuals. And one of the key parts that she mentioned is that people tend to forget. This is now, well, the rise of the Nazis was in the 1930s, and we tend to forget many of the lessons that we should have learned, and she was a very strong reminder of that. So it was fascinating how she was also able to answer very difficult questions from the audience. So everyone who went to that opening event, I think, took something with it. And if the conference would have stopped then, people would have taken a lot back home with them. But that was clearly not the end of the conference. It was just the beginning. And people then started to enjoy the possibilities here at the conference in Toronto, the conference center, extremely conveniently located with the hotels around it, many of the law firms, the local law firms, close by. So this is a city of walking from one thing to the other, doing something for your health as well, your physical health and your mental health when you went to the sessions. Talking about sessions, there's a great number of sessions and of very, very good quality. We can't name them here, of course. I think I may have miscounted, but around 20, 21 sessions of the 6 committees of IBA, of Surreal. So that's water law, mining, environmental health and safety, oil and gas, power, international construction projects. And they all put on excellent sessions. Surreal, as Surreal, we also did a session on the relevance of AI for energy, environment, natural resources, and infrastructure law. That was very well attended session. There's a lot of interest in it. And I suppose a couple of takeaways from that session. One Someone asked, sort of, who is already advising on AI issues in energy, environment, natural resources, and the subjects? And there was a very small number of people who are already doing this. But everybody agreed on the relevance. And I think that one of the key themes here at the annual conference was, how do we as lawyers understand what our clients want to do and need to do in AI, and how does it connect to the legal advice that we are giving? I think many law firms already have AI systems deployed in their firms, but we need to better understand what AI means for our clients and how we as lawyers connect with that. So I think we had a very good cross-section of subjects in the panel. So we had someone from a fairly small Canadian municipality explaining how already today AI is helping them to do predictive maintenance, make sure what is happening where in the water system. And the, for me, interesting part was that he said previously you had the IT concept of garbage in, garbage out, but apparently AI will help to clean the data garbage so you can get something meaningful out of it, even if it's not as structured as it should have been. We had a presentation on data centers. It's an obvious subject for AI because the AI needs to be generated somewhere, but it has lots of things to be considered. There's already a lot of work for lawyers. Battery storage, again, AI. I think the in-house counsel who presented that session, she also hinted at ethical issues that we need to consider when we talk about AI. So I think there was quite a number of very meaningful ideas that were presented and developed during that session. I mean, with the 2021 sessions of the committees, I obviously cannot go through. I think people probably may want to reach out, have a look at what the agenda says, and then reach out to the people who have organized it. We had climate change, energy transition, biodiversity, infrastructure. I could go on for a while. I think that was really good. It worked very well. We had three dinners, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from the committees, which were all excellent. So Toronto has a good restaurant scene, I would say. And in general, we all had a wonderful conversation on the side. That is, of course, a lot related to professional subjects that we work on, but also a lot of very personal conversations. What our experience is, how the rule of law theme that started started in the opening session, I turned up a lot in my personal conversations here on the side. It also turned up in law firm conversations. Obviously, everybody is, a great majority, I should say, of the people here at the conference are very concerned about the difficulties of the rule of law side, shall I say, that many are experienced with the US at the moment. But there are, of course, other questions. What's happening in Russia? What's happening in other parts of the world? How do we deal with that? And how do we adjust to that? And for many of us, we then talked about the new challenges in the world as it currently sits. Many said the older ones here said, when we started as young lawyers, we knew where we were, and then we saw a trajectory, everything getting more rational, less ideological, and we felt like we were on trajectory that things were going to continue forever. I think there were some hard conversations here as well, where people raised doubts, and then as we advise our clients how we do that going forward. So I think that's a summary. I'm sure I have forgotten lots of things. And I think it's everybody takes back different memories from this conference. I'm sure that the vast majority is extremely positive. As I said at the beginning, the The host committee here did a fantastic job. It wouldn't have been possible without them. That includes actually the surreal retreat before the event that was, we had at Niagara on the Lake, so it was another good opportunity to talk. Again, with the great support of people from Surreal. I think John Vallone did a great job, but also Carlos Villena, as always, prepared the conference, the retreat, marvelously, but I cannot name everyone. I think there's a great group effort, and that's, again, an important takeaway from this, how well the IBA, how well Surreal, and maybe the world works if people work together.
Well, thank you for that summary of the key takeaways from the conference. Now I'd like to transition to looking ahead. The future events that Surreal is involved in, give us an idea what some of those events are, why they're important.
During a conference or before a conference is always before the next conference. And Surreal is, again, extremely active in planning new events, trying out new format. I think the next one that we have on the list is an American Bar Association, International Bar Association, Surreal Conference of the Americas event in New York, 28-29 January. The next one is something where we'll be trying out a new conference format. It's a conference in Doha, basically for GCC in-house counsel, where we try to set up a smaller format targeted at in-house counsel, being very mindful of the budgets that the in-house counsel have and or don't have, and on developing things specifically in that region. Since the IBA is looking at increasing the participation from new lawyers in that region, for example, is a very active region. So under the leadership of the Oil and Gas Law Committee Chair, Andrea Forabosco, he's working on developing a concept for that. There may actually be another one like it in Cairo later in the year. So that's a very exciting new format and concept that we will be trying out. There's another conference coming up, which is already the fourth ESG conference. We had two in New York. We moved it to Paris this year, which, of course, was a very wise decision in light of the political developments in the US. So the next ESG conference on the 26th, 27th of March, with a great number of IBA committees involved, regional fora involved. There, Surreal is taking a somewhat coordinating role. John Vallone is doing it. But the different parts of the IBA involved, because ESG is not only a subject for Surreal, but for many more parts of the IBA. A little later in the year, we will have the Surreal Biennial, 18th, 20th of May in Brussels. It's one of the pleasures that you have as chair to set the location of the biennial. And I thought and still think that Brussels is an excellent place to have our session. I think we've never had a biennial in Brussels. Normally we have it in some spot, Milan, Bogota, Lisbon. But with Brussels, it's not only a capital of a country and a wonderful city, but it's also, I think, the European capital, where the European Commission, European Parliament, Council are present and very active. And in the current times, where people tend to stress the differences between countries, putting an emphasis on making one country great again, perhaps at the expense of others. The whole idea of the EU was founded on doing things together after centuries of wars. And yes, the EU decision-making process may not always be as one might hope, but it's a wonderful location, I think, to discuss how we can work together in the areas also that Cyril is active in, and we are trying to get a good group together there, also with the involvement of EU institutions, to perhaps show how things can be done in a somewhat different way. So I very much look forward to that biennial in Brussels. And if anybody who hears this podcast is interested in contributing, most welcome to let me know and then get you in contact with a great organizing committee to do that. Yeah, the next big conference, of course, on the list is Copenhagen, beginning of October next year. Before a conference, before the next conference, or during a conference, before the next one. So Copenhagen, obviously, will be another location where we will be having great sessions that we now need to start preparing for.
Well, thank you very much. Are there any other subjects that we haven't touched on that you would like to mention?
No, other than, of course, a big thank you to everyone who helped make the annual conference for everyone interested in what Cyril does make it a great success. Cyril, as I said, is six committees, but above all, it's a great number of excellent lawyers from around the world with very different backgrounds who work together. And for me personally, it's always a great pleasure to see how all this comes together, how we rely on each other to make it happen, and how much pleasure it is. So I've said it here at the conference, said it at the dinners, receptions. Big thank you to everyone who made this happen. Don, while I'm talking about it, great thank you for making Gerald what it is. I know you will be handing it over at the end of this year to Kaiser. You have grown Gerald into a wonderful publication. You've always given us the figures, how it has grown. I'm very confident that this will continue. Big thank you to you for that as well.
Well, pleasure is mine. Matthias Lang, thank you again for your leadership of the section.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.